This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I have the very special honor to have an amazing guest, Mr. Tran Minh Quang, the Director of Intelligence Center at Vietel Cybersecurity, V-I-E-T-T-E-L, cybersecurity.com. This is part of an amazing brand, number one brand in Vietnam, most valuable brand. The company, the parent company has over $8.7 billion in value and growing, and they secure parts of Asia. They've got offices in Vietnam, and they're growing. They help protect folks in Japan, in the Philippines. Mr. Tran Minh Quang, welcome to the hot seat.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me in the program today. I'm really happy to be here to talk about cybersecurity and show our company vision and also sharing the recent trends, etc.
Yeah, tell us about that vision, because you guys have a cybersecurity maturity program offering. You do a lot. You develop your own solutions for threat hunting, threat intel, pen testing, so much. You do so much. Tell us about it.
Yeah, our company is founded in 20 from a small department in 2011. So we had quite a few years of doing research on cybersecurity, and we hope that we can bring our knowledge, our experience in helping other organizations in Vietnam and other countries through their problem recovering from cyber attack, or helping them in detecting and using our knowledge and our experience in helping them preventing cyber attack.
The first time you meet a customer, do you offer them that cybersecurity maturity program evaluation to help them understand where they really stand on resilience against breaches?
Yeah, actually we do. We don't think that our client is just client. I think our client actually is our partner, and also we do not want to be a provider to our clients. We want to be a partner with our client. So we're ready to share the knowledge. We willing to share the experience, and we also ready to share the maturity program to help our client know that where they are right now and what they could do in short term, in long term, to bring their cybersecurity posture to the next level.
That's great. And as a partner with your customers, you offer a managed service offering, you have EDR, MDR, you have so many cybersecurity programs that are available to help define a more secure environment, defend against the latest threats, even stop ransomware?
Yeah, actually, we provide a lot of cybersecurity solutions, services, as well as products. So, for example, for the latest trends in the global, or especially in Vietnam and other Asia countries for now, is ransomware attack. Many organizations has been attacked recently by ransomware, and a lot of data has been encrypted. A lot of system has been stopped. The services is down. So we have a lot of organization in recovering from ransomware attacks, as well as we also try to notice them at the earlier stage where the ransomware just trying to be in their system, doing the discovery, located the valuable data, but even not encrypted their data yet. But we have the monitoring system, we have the threat intelligence system, which we can notice which organization, which company, if for now in that stage of ransomware, and we have them in erase the ransomware from the system, so their data is not being encrypted and their system is still safe.
That's great. Do you find different kinds of companies are more easily victimized with ransomware? Because I know you work with the power grid, you work with military and government, you work with operational technology manufacturing, banks, you work with everybody in every vertical. Where is ransomware getting through more than ever?
Yeah. For now, that the trends in ransomware attacking not really major company in terms of cybersecurity major, because for example, for banking system, there's a A lot of cybersecurity solutions already being deployed. Their backup plan is still not really perfectly good, but I think it's quite good, so that the attack effort is huge. And it's not easy to get into the banking system and encrypted all the data of the system. So for now, I see a trend in ransomware being moving into their victim into the smaller company, which also own a huge amount of data, a huge valuable amount of data. For example, they are moving their target into stock companies, where they can encrypt the whole system, the whole stock database of that company, of that stock company. And even the smaller company, for example, the company in the energy sector, for example, the petroleum company, or like even the electricity company, this can be a new huge ways of ransomware attack.
Do you think also some of these ransomware attacks are more destructive or disruptive to potential critical infrastructure? In other words, are the bad guys, are even nation states, using ransomware as a false front? You know, it looks like they want money, they want crypto, they want Bitcoin, but what they're really doing is causing damage. I think of like WannaCry affecting the British healthcare system, and it wormed its way across 1,400 computers and people couldn't go to the hospital for their operations. Do you think that's kind of the background and the backdrop for ransomware, or is it just pure cyber criminals looking to make money, or is it a mix of both?
Yeah, at the earliest stage of ransomware, there's a like almost automatically attacking tactics of ransomware. So they infected a lot of system, a lot of company, even the healthcare unit, healthcare services. So for now, I see a trend. We see a trend in ransomware evolving in their infrastructure, in their way of attacking companies, that they even using some kind of like mixing between ransomware and APT attack, where they try to leverage some critical vulnerabilities and also doing some really sophisticated attack in the company. So I think that for now, ransomware will being like developed or like being an emerging threat for the next few years, because the attacking techniques is evolving in the ransomware groups, and also they are I think they will soon be collaborate with other attacking group, other threat actor, to penetrate in the company system and encrypt the data.
Do you think immutable backups is like a critical feature that everybody should figure out how to do? Like, what's the best way to get one step ahead of the ransomware lately?
Yeah. One of the things that we notice about ransomware, that all of the victims of the ransomware, all of the company has been that has data has been completed, encrypted, is they not able to recover the system from the backup system, even though they had owned the backup system. So I think that for now, the backup system standard might not be like designed to prevent a ransomware attack. So when they're being attacked by ransomware group, all the data, even the backup data, is also being encrypted. So I think that one of the simple steps that the company can be ahead of the ransomware attack is review their backup system, make sure that they're not only having the ability to recover the system from a IT problems, but also the ransomware attack, which means that the backup should be in an isolated like environment from the system and not be attached on time to the system, only in emergency cases only.
Are you finding that ransomware has evolved since WannaCry, where it wants to worm its way around? You've talked about APTs, advanced persistent threats. Is there some advanced behavior, especially with AI? I mean, you could rewrite your ransomware using maybe even ChatGPT. Are the bad guys' tools just getting one step ahead of us lately, and how do we stop them?
Yeah, I think that from WannaCry till now, ransomware had some huge evolution in also in the tools, in the malware itself, but also in the process of running of operation of operate a ransomware network. So for the tool they are using, even some of the ransomware using the most sophisticated vulnerability of system, to attack the company, which means that they are investing a lot in the tools in the malware. They can evade most of the advanced antivirus for now, and they can evade the EDR system, the endpoint system, or the firewall as well. So also they using the attack more really more like an APT group. For example, they're not using automate tool, but they doing it manually. They discover the system really carefully, and when they try to locate the data before they doing all the encrypted in the system, really focus with the detail and really manually. I don't see any kind of like automated tool running here. And for the running operation process of the ransomware network, for now the ransomware threat actor is moving into with what is called ransomware as a service, where they running the infrastructure, running the background system, running the cloud services, and handling all of the attacking phase or to the other attacking group. Do not other groups only responsible for putting the malware in the system or like getting the entry point of the system, and then the ransomware operator will do the rest. So that way of running of operate a ransomware network making make a huge expansion in ransomware infected, because like many attacking group not focus on ransomware attack for now, ready to sell their entry point to the system to the ransomware operator.
Got it. Mr. Chanmin Kwong, just curious, if I needed Viettel cybersecurity, would I buy products from you? Do I get it as a service? Is there a mix of both? And do you sell direct or through channel?
Yeah, for now we provide both services and products. For example, we provide MSS managed security service for our customers, for our clients. We also provide threat intelligence service, pen testing, and also we provide including with the services. If you do not have the EDR system, if you do not have endpoint security or network security or web application firewall, we can provide that solution for you. And because of that, we are like one of the most comprehensive cybersecurity services and solution in the market for now. I think that it can help in fulfill your needs or can help in dealing with your risk or your problem.
That's great. I'm just curious, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners today?
Yeah, we are really expanding our business into global, into other countries outside of Vietnam, for example. Japan, the Philippines. So I think that we're ready to provide our service and product with the best, with the dedicated team, and like the slogan of our group, technology with heart. We're ready to provide our technology, our solution and service to other companies, to other organizations, with all of our dedication and with all of our heart. Not only being a provider, but also being a partner.
That's wonderful. Mr. Tranmin Kwong is the Director of Intelligence Center at Viettel Cybersecurity. Visit him online at viettelcybersecurity.com. Folks, you need to get their cybersecurity maturity program offering right away. It's on their homepage. Learn about it. They have everything you need to get secure, and they're going global, and you heard it here today. So visit them online.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.